Welcome back to Praying with Scripture. Let's begin by praying to our Father in heaven, asking Him to make our hearts more like the heart of His Son, compassionate, loving, filled with grace. Praying for the Pope's monthly intentions that us can become more compassionate, live with the world. We'll recognize compassion. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Only Begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. O God, who sanctify your universal Church in every people and nation, pour out, we pray, the gifts of your Spirit across the face of the earth, so that your divine grace, which was at work when the Gospel was first proclaimed, we now spread through the hearts of those who believe in you, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over the hearts of the children of Israel. But whenever a person turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. Now, the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. All of us, gazing with unveiled face on the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image, from glory to glory, as from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Therefore, since we have this ministry through the mercy shown us, we are not discouraged. And even though our gospel is veiled, it is veiled for those who are perishing, in whose case the God of this age has blinded the minds of the unbelievers, so that they may not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your slaves for the sake of Jesus. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shone in our hearts to bring to light the knowledge of the glory of God on the face of Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray a little bit of Psalm 85. This is the antiphon. The glory of the Lord will dwell in our land. I will hear what God proclaims. The Lord, for he proclaims peace to his people. Near indeed is his salvation to those who fear him. Glory dwelling in our land. The glory of the Lord will dwell in our land. Kindness and truth shall meet. Justice and peace shall kiss. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and justice shall look down from heaven. The glory of the Lord will dwell in our land. The Lord himself will give us his benefits. Our land shall yield its increase. Justice shall walk before him, and salvation along the way of his steps. The glory of the Lord will dwell in our land. Alleluia. Alleluia. I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. Alleluia. Alleluia. The caption is, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills shall be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raca, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there on the altar. First go and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So it's a pretty intense part. It's from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. When it talks about you fool, it's kind of interesting. Maybe a better kind of amplified translation would be you empty-headed fool, or you completely good-for-nothing fool. So there's this kind of connotation of verbal abuse there. And here we go. Let's see what their reflection in Magnificat is. It says, our righteousness will surpass that of the scribes and Pharisees if we turn to the Lord, who removes the veil from over our hearts. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. The Lord's Spirit moves us to take the initiative in becoming reconciled with others. By that self-surrender, we are transformed from glory to glory and into the kingdom of heaven. And then it does have a longer meditation. But let's go ahead and see if we can do a bit more with our readings. First, let's read again from the book of Jericho. From the book of Joshua about the fall of Jericho. The enemy's most powerful city is destroyed is the caption the church has chosen. While Joshua was near Jericho, he raised his eyes and saw one who stood facing him, sword drawn in hand. Joshua went to him and asked, are you one of us or of our enemies? He replied, neither. I am the captain of the host of the Lord, and I have just arrived. Then Joshua fell prostrate to the ground in worship and said to him, what has my Lord to say to his servant? The captain of the host of the Lord replied to Joshua, remove your sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy. And Joshua obeyed. Now Jericho was in a state of siege because of the presence of the Israelites, so that no one left or entered. And to Joshua the Lord said, I have delivered Jericho and its king into your power. Have all the soldiers circle the city, marching once around it. Do this for 6 days, with 7 priests carrying ram's horns ahead of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times, and have the priests blow the horns. When they give a long blast on the ram's horns, and you hear the signal, that signal, all the people shall shout out loud. The wall of the city will collapse, and they will be able to make a frontal attack. Summoning the priests, Joshua, son of Nun, then ordered them to take up the Ark of the Covenant, with 7 of the priests carrying ram's horns in front of the Ark of the Lord. And he ordered the people to proceed in a circle around the city, with the picked troops marching ahead of the Ark of the Lord. At this order, they proceeded with the 7 priests who carried the ram's horns before the Lord, blowing their horns, and the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord following them. In front of the priests with the horns marched the picked troops. The rear guard followed the Ark, and the blowing of horns was kept continually as they marched. But the people had been commanded by Joshua not to shout or make any noise or outcry until he gave the word. Only then were they to shout. So he had the Ark of the Lord circle the city, going once around it, after which they returned to camp for the night. Early the next morning, Joshua had the priests take up the Ark of the Lord. The 7 priests bearing the ram's horns marched in front of the Ark of the Lord, blowing their horns. Ahead of these marched the picked troops, while the rear guard followed the Ark of the Lord. And the blowing of horns was kept up continually. On this second day they marched around the city once before, returning to camp, and for 6 days in all, they did the same. On the 7th day, beginning at daybreak, they marched around the city 7 times in the same manner. On that day only did they march around the city 7 times. The 7th time around, the priests blew the horns, and Joshua said to the people, Now shout, for the Lord has given you the city and everything in it. It is under the Lord's ban. Only the harlot Rahab and all who are in the house with her are to be spared, because she hid the messengers we sent. But be careful not to take in your greed anything that is under the ban, else you will bring upon the camp of Israel this ban and the misery of it. All silver and gold and the articles of bronze or iron are sacred to the Lord. They shall be put in the treasury of the Lord. As the horns blew, the people began to shout. When they heard the signal horn, they raised a tremendous shout. The wall collapsed, and the people stormed the city in a frontal attack and took it. They observed the ban by putting to the sword all living creatures in the city. Men and women, young and old, as well as sheep, oxen, and asses. Responsory prayer. O Lord, you are my God. I will extol you and praise your name. You have reduced the city to a heap of stones, never to be rebuilt. After 7 days, procession around Jericho's walls, Israel's faith brought them down in ruins. You have reduced the city to a heap of stones, never to be rebuilt. Second reading from a homily on Origen by Alexander, homily on Joshua by Origen of Alexandria, priest. Maybe if I lean back, I can focus a little bit better. The capture of Jericho. Once Jericho was surrounded, it had to be stormed. How then was Jericho stormed? No sword was drawn against it, no battering ram was aimed at it, no javelins were hurled. The priests merely sounded their trumpets, and the walls of Jericho collapsed. In the old scriptures, Jericho is often represented as an image of the world. There can be no doubt that the man whom the gospel describes as going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and falling into the hands of brigands is an image of Adam being driven out of paradise into the exile of this world. Likewise, the blind man in Jericho, to whom Jesus came to give sight, signified the people in this world who were blinded by ignorance, to whom the Son of God came. Jericho will fall then. This world will perish. Indeed, in the sacred books, the end of the world has long been proclaimed long ago. How will the world be brought to an end? And what means will be destroyed by? The answer of Scripture is by the sound of trumpets. If you ask what trumpets, then let Paul reveal the secret. Listen to what he says. The trumpet will sound, and the dead who are in Christ will rise incorruptible. The voice of the archangel and the trumpets of God will give the signal, and the Lord himself will come down from heaven. Then the Lord Jesus will conquer Jericho with trumpets and destroy it, saving only the harlot in your household. Jesus our Lord will come, says Paul, and he will come with the sound of trumpets. He will save only the woman who received his spies, that is, the apostles, in faith and obedience, and hid them on the roof of her house, and he will join this harlot in the house of Israel. But let us not bring her up her past sins again, or impugn them to her. She was a harlot once, but now she is joined to Christ, chaste virgin to one chaste husband. Listen to what the apostle says of her. He has determined to present you to Christ as a chaste virgin to her one and only husband. Indeed, Paul himself had been born of her. Misled by our folly and disbelief, he said, we too were once slaves to our passions and to pleasures of every kind. If you wish to learn more fully about how this harlot ceased to be a harlot, then listen to Paul once again. As such were you also, but you have been cleansed and made holy in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God. To assure her escape when Jericho was destroyed, the harlot was given that most effective symbol of salvation, the scarlet cord, for it is by the blood of Christ that the entire church is saved, in the same Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom belongs glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Responsory prayer. See, I will lift up my hand to the nations, and raise up my signal for the peoples. All mankind shall know that I, the Lord, am your Savior, your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. When you have lifted up the Son of Man from the earth, you will know that I am He. All mankind shall know that I, the Lord, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Alleluia! The Spirit of the Lord has filled the whole world. Come, let us worship Him. Alleluia. Let us pray to the Holy Spirit, the sequence of Pentecost. Veni Sanctus Spiritus. Come, Holy Spirit, come. And from your celestial home, shed a ray of light divine. Come, Father of the poor. Come, source of all our store. Come within our bosoms shine, you of comforters the best, you the soul's most welcome guest. Sweet refreshment here below, in our labor rest most sweet, grateful coolness in the heat, solace in the midst of woe, O most blessed light divine, shine within these hearts of yours, and our innermost being fill. Where you are not, we have not, nothing good in deed or thought, nothing free from taint of ill. Heal our wounds, our strength renew. On our dryness pour your dew. Wash the stains of guilt away. Bend the stubborn heart and will. Melt the frozen, warm the chill. Guide the steps that go astray. On the faithful who adore and confess you evermore, in your sevenfold gift descend. Give them virtue's sure reward. Give them your salvation, Lord. Give them joys that never end. Amen. Alleluia. Alleluia. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle in them the fire of your love. Pretty cool, right? I believe we have a creed and one more set of prayers, the intercessions. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things, visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate, he suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended in heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. And we just have some intercessions. Lift up your hearts to our Lord and Savior, who gives his people every spiritual blessing. In the spirit of devotion, let us ask him, bless your people, Lord. Merciful God, strengthen Francis, our Pope, and Edward Weisenberger, our Bishop. Keep them free from harm. Look favorably on our country, Lord. Free us from all evil. Call men to serve at your altar, and to call you more, and to follow you more closely in chastity, poverty, and obedience. Take care of your handmaidens vowed to virginity, that they may follow you, the divine land, wherever they go, you go. May the dead rest in eternal peace. May their union with us be strengthened through the sharing of spiritual goods. We want to pray for all of your intentions, dear audience. I want to pray for the Holy Spirit to continue to empower me, to convert me. Help us all to make the most of the time during this hot summer. I can't even go outside, it's so hot here in Tucson, Arizona. I can go outside almost when the sun is coming up, but not during the day, not during the heat of the day. And did I say Francis our Pope? I hope I didn't. Merciful God, strengthen Leo our Pope, and Gerald Weisenberger our Bishop. What is wrong with me? I think I called him. Anyway. Our Father, we gather into prayer all of your intentions with this Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And hear this wonderful final prayer, and I'll also do the other one too. O God, who sanctify your universal church in every people and nation, pour out, we pray, the gifts of your Spirit across the face of the earth, so that your divine grace, which was at work when the gospel was first proclaimed, may now spread through the hearts of those who believe in you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever, and this is also a good one. O God, by whose Spirit we are governed, and by whose protection we are kept safe, extend over us your mercy, and give ear to our supplications, that the faith of those who believe in you may always be sustained by your gifts. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. All right. It's pretty warm out there. I offer my plenary indulgence or equivalent graces for leading and praying with scripture during this program for the soul in purgatory. May he or she be helped now in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.